Here we go, turn it up now. You know it's about that time. Got lit times, good vibes for your drive. Release the stress, feeling your best. If you're ready to party, say yes. Carrie and Tommy about to go off.
Before each Carrie and Tommy podcast, Carrie and Tommy do a quick vibe check with each other. And with NIB's health check, you can check in on your health and get personalised insights to help focus and improve areas of your health. Live health first with NIB. Visit nib.com.au today. Carrie Bickmore
and Tommy Little.
Carrie and Tommy.
Yeah, welcome to your Wednesday afternoon. How are we, guys?
Ooh. I feel like what you did to me today was payback for the fact that I laughed at you for breaking your ribs.
What did I do?
Because you know how I have a fear of heights and you made me go up in a Ferris wheel.
Yes.
Yeah, but you kind of gave me no choice.
No.
And I felt like my agency was taken away. Yeah. And yeah. I didn't enjoy it.
But that's all right. If you had agency, then you would have been boring.
No, I just wouldn't have had to spend 5 minutes scared.
Let's not go on the Ferris
wheel. I hate
when
it stops at the top. I hate it so much.
Oh, so the other people can get off.
If it kept going, it's fine. In fact, I reckon we all should all, when it gets to the bottom, everyone should just have to fly out quickly when the doors open so it never actually stops.
Oh, like and a if hop you miss, on, hop off Ferris wheel.
Exactly. Yeah. And if you miss, you know.
Do you know what I found awkward about it? When we were talking about the people in the next carriages and the carriages behind us, and we were talking just as you do at this volume, and then when we stopped down the bottom, I heard one of them go, "Well, that was nice," like this, that loud, and I could hear it crystal clear. And I'm like, they've been able to hear everything
well,
we've just
stop
said.
Stop talking about people then, shouldn't you?
You were egging me on.
Hey, big show still to come. Speaking of conversations, I had a conversation with quite a senior, how would I describe this? Quite an important person in my son's life.
Do you want me to just say who it was?
And I think I've embarrassed my son.
Can I say who
tell
it
you
was?
About it. No, it's a tease. I'll tell you about it next. I think it's quite...
Carrie and Tommy.
Driving you home this afternoon, it's Carrie Bickmore and Tommy Little.
Do you think principals and teachers judge their students on what the students' parents are like?
Yes, I think they use them to explain the kids' behaviour. Like, I think they go, "What is wrong with this kid?" And then when they meet the parents, they go, "Oh, I get it."
Oh. But what if the kid's amazing, but then they meet well, they already know the parent, but they have an interaction with the parent that perhaps sours.
Why don't you just tell us what you've done?
Did you take wine into school again?
Hey. Oh, yeah, your dripping handbag. That's right.
That was junior school.
It doesn't make it better. No,
it's somehow
graduation,
worse,
you know. Yeah.
From primary school.
For me. Yeah. No, I ran into Ollie's principal the other day. And we were talking about exams because they've just done exams. And Ollie was telling me at home how he started his English exam, wrote about something, and then halfway through went, "Oh, my God, I've written about the wrong thing," crossed it all out and started again, right, and wrote about something completely different. And then he got out of the exam and read up on what the poem was about. And it was about the thing he'd written the first time that he'd crossed out the second time. Anyway, I was like, "Oh, all of that is irrelevant." And he said, "Why?" And I said, "Because the fact that you could pivot in that moment and not have a freak out and a meltdown, because that was me. I wouldn't have been, I would have had a mental block. I would have realized I'd done it wrong, wasted 45 minutes. I wouldn't have been able to go through writing something else and I would have sat there and just looked at the piece of paper."
Just before we go further, but didn't he pivot away from correct?
Yeah, it doesn't matter whether you're right or not. His ability to pivot
exams are purely based on right and wrong.
I know, but life isn't based on right and wrong. Life is based on being able to pivot when life gives you lemon, turn it into lemonade. In his case, not quite lemonade, more lemons.
What is it? Yeah, completely.
To take lemonade back to lemons is pretty impressive.
You've
got
what I
someone
mean.
Who's looking at the sun wearing sunglasses and decided to take them off, and you're clapping them in for being able to pivot.
No, I'm not. I'm clapping him in for not freaking out in the middle of an exam when he realised he'd got it wrong and to still commit to writing
but
another 45 minutes
wrong,
of an essay about something else.
But when he realised he got it wrong, he was wrong. He was right.
But the life lesson is that
never trust your gut because you were right.
I think under pressure he did exceptionally well and I'm incredibly proud of him.
But did he fail?
Well, he hasn't got the results.
Yeah, it's not going to be good.
But if you back in your answer, if you have reason to show why you believe it, you know.
No, because he should have backed in his first answer, but he crossed it out.
Yes, because he thought it was wrong. Sometimes you get life wrong, you know.
I can't wait for him to be a flat earther and you're like, just back yourself in.
It's fine.
Anyway, I saw his principal. Mm. Have we got the beeper ready?
Oh, great.
Because, and I said to him, "Oh," and he said, "Oh, how's Ollie going?" And I said, I said, oh, good, except for the first exam. And then in my brain, I was like, maybe don't say to the principal. And then, I said,
the beeper's empty, by the way. Now
Jesse's going to get arthritis in that finger.
I'm pointing to him when he needs to do it. And then he said, I know. And he said, it's all a learning experience. And I said, that's the thing. I said, now in life, when life gets, when I said it again, he knows how to pivot. And then I'm like, Carrie, stop saying. And because I was telling myself not to say, I kept saying.
Why didn't you pivot away?
I know, and he's such an awesome, cool principal. I think the fact that he's so cool.
Is that what you were trying to be cool?
You were
trying to be cool with the principal, weren't you? You should have pivoted away from that.
Carrie and Tommy.
Driving you home this afternoon, it's Carrie Bickmore and Tommy Little.
So we've been doing a lot of medical stuff lately.
We have?
Yes.
No, we haven't.
We have on this show. Medical
stories. Oh,
sorry,
talking about it.
About like when people are wrong body parts are amputated.
Yes, which doesn't happen often. Don't be worried.
When things are found up people's backside.
Yes.
ER.
Remember we even did that story where we thought they had put the leg on the wrong way and it turns out it was deliberate.
Yes.
And it aided the person to walk
that's
again.
That's right. There's a story that's come out of Germany. Mm-hmm. And I think we need to discuss whether this surgeon should have been fired or not. Because there was a toe amputation going on in a
which
surgery.
Toe?
It's irrelevant.
Jesse, you know to ask. No,
sorry.
If it's not in the headline, we don't know.
Yeah, no,
I reckon it would have been a big one, though. It's always the big one.
Is it true? Oh, no, it's not true because my friend's dad is missing the big toe. Because you know how that you grew up and
balance.
You got told it was for balance?
Yeah.
Absolutely not. Or sorry, maybe it aids in balance, but he can walk fine.
I would have thought the ball of your feet was what was balancing you, not your toe.
I don't know anyone that's had the ball of their feet amputated.
No, it certainly makes walking in thongs tricky for him, though.
It does. He can't.
No, he can't. Yeah. Anyway, in this German hospital, the surgeon was like, should we go ahead with the toe amputation because I don't have any qualified assistance available to help. And he's like, you know, it's just a toe amputation. I got it covered. I've done more complex things than this. It's pretty straightforward. I'm going to go it alone.
I don't know much about amputating a toe, but I would have thought it's just sore and see you later.
That's what I would have thought. That's what he thought too.
Yeah.
Only.
Sore and toe no more is what I should have. Damn it.
That's all right. I heard it. Good.
Yep.
The patient got restless during the amputation.
Are they not out?
I think they are, but you know, sometimes they come too. You hear the stories of people wake up during
their. Sometimes they're just behind the curtain.
Or maybe got into a nerve or something and pinched or something.
That is the biggest fear in my life. You know the surgeries where people know where people are awake, but they can't communicate. So they feel everything.
But they can't tell somebody they can feel everything.
No, thanks.
God. Anyway, this person became restless and the doctor was like, oh, damn it. I don't have my assistant here. So who did he get to go help him? Who was nearby? The cleaner. And so he asked the cleaner to come in. He asked him to hold the man's leg down and just said, hey, can you pass me some of those surgical instruments? Went ahead. No problems. Guy's toe was amputated. Fine. No complications. Guy's been fired. You know, I just
Wait. The cleaner?
No.
Oh.
The surgeon's been fired. Apparently the incident came to light because the hospital manager saw the cleaner walking around with bloodied gauze mats in his hand. And he was like,
why
that's
dress
weird.
Up again?
That's weird. And then he got to the bottom of it and he was like, oh, this can't be happening.
Do you reckon the cleaner's been working in the hospital for years going, God, I'd love to get the call up.
Yeah. When am I off the bench?
Yeah.
He but just cleans the floor nearby often just in case he gets
always in theatre. Yeah. Yeah. That shouldn't be, he shouldn't be fired.
I don't think so either.
It should just be a one for one. So one day, he comes in, busts into theatre and goes, Barry, the bogs are backed right up and I'm going to need a hand in here.
Carrie and Tommy.
Driving you home for your Monday afternoon. It's Carrie Bickmore and Tommy Little. And whatever health first means to you, NIB is here to help you live it. Start living health first and join NIB today at nib.com.au.
You can have your skin checked. They've got a skin assessment tool to help you better understand the skin you're in because in a climate like Australia.
Yes.
You got to keep ahead of the bad guys, you know.
You do
the
because
hot sun.
Yes.
Yes.
Hey, speaking of the bad guys, we have a guest.
He's just not a bad guy.
Okay,
he's
didn't know
delightful.
We were going to mention his name.
But he can hear. He's looking at us now.
The next guest we're about to have on the show rhymes with Smeet Smellier.
Carrie and Tommy. Carrie and Tommy.
Around Australia for your drive home this afternoon. It's Carrie Bickmore and Tommy Little.
Well, the man we have joining us now, he's had a big few months. He's been all over the world, all over the country.
Yes.
Everywhere. Would you please welcome Pete Elliott?
Oh, thank you very much. Thank you. Yes, I've travelled around the entire world.
You literally have. Mm. How have you recovered from I'm a Celeb?
Well, I've kept the beard. And
I love the beard, bro.
I do too. Thanks.
I love it.
It's getting rave reviews to me. Like, actually, surprisingly good reviews. Almost, what do you call it? When it's just like everyone loves it.
Like, unanimous.
Unanimous. Thank you,
three
Tommy.
People yes. trying to work out a word.
Unanimous.
People screaming what's at the their
vibe?
Radios.
Right, how that. Unanimous it is.
Like, what's the vibe from Bridge, your wife?
She decides whether it stays or goes. And at first I think she thought it was going. And then
now she's into
it. A bit of snuggling. And and I'm allowed to keep it. But I've got to look after it. I'm not sure about beard maintenance and how. I've got to learn a lot about beard maintenance.
Because even in the few days since I last saw you, it's grown out of...
Well, I thought you were going to give Pete
some beard maintenance. I mean, I can.
Well, what I do is oil.
No, I can see it's grown out a lot. It has potential to become quite like shrubby if you're not careful.
I know. So I need to keep it at the right length. I need to make sure it's like shampooed and it smells nice.
Oh, my gosh. You've got to shampoo it.
I've just realised what you've become.
What, a beard stroker?
You're a beard stroker.
Yeah.
Because you're just playing with your beard, and is that quite pleasurable?
Yeah.
You know Inspector Gadget, how the bad guy just strokes the cat, but you never see him. Yeah. You give it off that vibe.
That vibe?
Yeah. Which is not bad. Super villain.
Do you know what's funny that you brought that up? Because the time before you went into the jungle that I caught up with you, it was with Waleed. It was you, me, and Waleed, and we were sitting around a fire. And for the entire time we caught up, which was about an hour and a half, Waleed had a cat on his
lap. My cat. It wasn't a random cat. It was my cat. Yeah.
And he stroked it. And all I could think about was that he looked like he was an Inspector Gadget. He did not stop stroking the cat.
Yeah.
He stroked the pussy for an hour and a half.
And it wasn't his own pussy. It was Pete's pussy.
There's Daily Mail. Welcome to your headline today. Waleed stroking pussy in Hallier's backyard.
For an hour.
Big more watching on.
But you have come back from the jungle, but you've also been around the country. And one of, I cannot wait to see this episode of Who Do You Think You Are? Because you agreed to go on it. And when you go on this show, you have no idea where in the world you might end up, where your roots are from.
Exactly. And I remember saying to you, I haven't been overseas post-COVID. Yeah, I saw Lisa's episode, fantastic episode. She went to India. I was like, oh, my God, this is going to be amazing.
Yeah.
I haven't been to Ireland in years because I'm pretty sure I'm largely Irish. Oh, my God, I can't wait to travel again.
I text you and I said, where are you?
And I said, I'm in Bundoora, the suburb I grew up in. and then I spent some days in Brunswick where my grandparents lived. I think they ran out of budget by the time they got to me.
So you didn't go over there anywhere
did
at
you
all?
Pack a, did you pack a bag for that trip? Or did you just commute from home?
I had about six suitcases with me, just ready to go. But I will say this. I found out that I'm 94% Irish.
But not enough to get over there.
Not
95 is always the cap.
That's what they need. They need 95%. 5% Scottish.
Oh.
And 1%, let's play a little game. Where do you think the 1% might be?
African.
Yes, but where?
Chad.
Not Chad.
Tanzania.
Tanzania, no.
Uganda.
Starts with a G.
Ghana.
Ghana.
Are you 1%?
1% Ghanaian.
Ghanaian.
Please, Carrie, Ghanaian.
Oh, I'm so sorry.
Please, my people.
I'm so sorry.
We are Ghanaian. I'm 1% Ghanaian. And where it counts.
When are you going back?
In the biceps. When am I going back to Ghana? I don't know. I think that I did pitch that as the next. I come back. I'm the only returning guest where I go back and explore my Ghanaian roots.
Yes,
I think it's important. There is also a bombshell about the sport that I love the most, which is AFL football. Ancestor of mine who. I can't actually speak about it. I'm literally leaving the country the day before this goes to air, and I'm relieved because I don't want to.
You're ashamed.
I'm ashamed.
Oh.
He made some bad choices with his life.
Oh.
I think he saw the light eventually.
Did he play for someone else?
There's a tear.
Yeah.
Oh, no.
Yeah, it wasn't. I don't want to say anymore.
Also, got to leave something for the show.
Something for the show.
Club, I think.
No. I don't want to relive it. Don't want to relive it. But you know when you see interviews where somebody has walked out on Liz Hayes?
Yeah.
It gets a bit like that. It's a bit like that. I was very close to walking out.
Yeah.
Yeah. And please stop filming for a little while, please.
Hey, we got lots more to talk to you about, including we need to have a little chat about our dinner we had the other night.
I'm surprised you're bringing it up.
It is, because I have a question to ask everybody about our attire at dinner the other night. What are you going to talk about?
Oh, well, how the evening ended.
I thought it ended well.
Let's do this next. Pete, you're also touring. You can grab tickets at comedy.com.au, a brand new stand-up show.
Where are you next? We'll chat to you about that.
Tomorrow night, actually, at Comedy Republic, the fantastic Comedy Republic. Great venue. And for Thursday, Friday, Saturday.
Did I hear right that perhaps, just maybe, some of your I'm a Celeb crew are going to be at your show tomorrow night?
I cannot confirm or deny.
Which ones?
Some of the ones.
Oh, my God. Go along tomorrow night. You'll get more than just Pete. You'll get them all.
Yeah, well, CAC? Don't just come. CAC is more than welcome. CAC is more than welcome.
So she's obviously not on the list then.
There's a ticket. There's a seat waiting for her. There's a seat. I'm going to sit her and Dom together.
More with Pete Elliott up next.
Carrie and Tommy.
Driving you home this afternoon, it is Carrie Bickmore and Tommy Little, and we are still joined by Pete Hellier.
Yeah, we've been having a great catch-up, but I wanted to ask a question to the people, really, about we had dinner the other night, and I've noticed you're still wearing the same attire that you wore to dinner, and I'm still wearing pretty much the same attire I wore to dinner the other night, which is the question
I
have.
And you guys are not dressed up.
No, well, here's the question. We both arrived to quite a nice place for dinner wearing hoodies and a cap. And then Pete said to me that I wasn't going to wear a cap because you shouldn't wear a cap to dinner.
Yeah, and I've been trying, and I do occasionally, but I've been trying not to. I've been trying to get out of that habit. I'm wearing a Boston Celtics cap, you know. And
a Collingwood Football Club.
Was I wearing this top? Was I?
No, you're wearing a different hoodie. I think you were wearing, but you said, but I knew Carrie would be wearing activewear, so I thought that's fine. So two people, very dressed down people with caps, sat and had dinner. And I thought, since when can't you wear a cap to dinner? Is that not okay?
Well, it's an old-timey thing that you shouldn't wear a hat at a table.
Yeah, but we're not talking about, like, we're not in the 60s and it's one of those big round...
No, I know. Well, I mean, I'm more on your side with this, to be honest.
Well, you are, because we both wore our caps.
Yeah, we're both wearing our caps. But should I stop trying not to wear a cap at dinner?
I've never even considered that that's a problem.
Have you ever worn a cap to dinner, though?
Oh, I don't really wear caps, no.
Why?
What do you mean? He's got a great head of hair. Look at
him.
Why
don't you wear caps?
Why do you hide that?
What do you mean, why don't I wear caps?
I think I've ever noticed
it's
that you
not like
don't
I've got
caps.
A collection of them sitting there and I go, nah, I can't.
No, because everybody, a lot of people, like most people wear caps at some point in the day. Why don't you wear a cap?
Do they? Eli, we've got
yeah,
you
he
wear
wears
caps?
My CB for BC cap all the time.
Yeah, but do you wear caps?
Yeah.
All the time. What's wrong with you?
I don't know. I just don't have one.
Oh, is it the ears that stick out too much?
Could be.
Yeah.
Also, people might not recognise him if he's wearing a hat.
That's true.
Their ego won't be stroked.
Exactly right. So I think you're bearing the lead here, Carrie. By bringing up our attire, which is vaguely interesting.
The meal was delicious.
We went all out.
We had entree mains and we had dessert. Cheeky little brûlée.
Yeah, like a Spanish creme brûlée.
Oh,
yeah.
So delicious.
Tommy, are you getting paid for this gig? Are you, like, you making some coin?
I'm going okay, yeah.
The check's clearing? Okay.
I mean, not what the boss is getting.
Yeah.
I get the scraps.
Yeah, well, exactly. I've read the trades, big four-year deal, you know. And so usually I would pick up the tab. I'd pick up the tab, but I thought, bugger it, you know, four-year deal. I'm basically unemployed. So Carrie said, I'll get this. I was like, okay. I won't jump in and say, no, thank you.
No, I mean, you didn't even put up a fight.
Much appreciated. No, I kind of reached for my pocket vaguely.
You didn't really.
This is why I see you ordered entree, main and dessert.
We really did. And we had wine. We had it all. And I went to pay. And I genuinely had every intention of paying.
Oh, no. and she swiped her card and then she left. And then I went to the bathroom because I'm a 47-year-old man. I needed to do wee before I went home.
Yeah.
And then I see the owner of this place that I go to quite regularly. Mm-hmm. It's a great place.
Chases out the door.
Joe is chasing Carrie out the door, and the buddy Carter's buddy.
Declined.
What do you mean? You swiped and then ran?
Well, no, I just assume it gets approved. So I
do
just
you?
Didn't.
I watch every time waiting.
I watch.
Well, then you need to get some better gigs. I mean,
how many of these things have you walked off on?
Every time, I never wait for
but
it to say
approved.
That's what
I mean. Maybe it doesn't go through that often.
No,
and people are like,
I would have more people chasing me out.
Give us a call if Carrie owes you money. If
I would
you're
have
a
more
retail
people
store.
Chasing me out the door if that was the case. I don't know why. And so I tried again. It still didn't work again. It worked fine the next day. Anyway, it meant Pete had to pay. So it was delicious dinner on Pete.
I had to pick up the bill, but we got some calls here. We got the manager from Lululemon on the line. How much do they owe you?
Faster, pasta.
Sexy land.
It's the only place you can run and vibrate away.
Well, we can't wait to see you all around the country, whatever state you're in next. Go to, where do you got to go to check when Pete is in your hood?
Go to comedy.com.au and go see Pete Hellyer live on stage. Also, Who Do You Think You Are will premiere on SBS and SBS On Demand on Tuesday, the 6th of June at 7:30 p.m. Pete Hellyer, thank you, bro.
Fantastic. See you dinner tonight, Carrie.
My shout.
Yeah, your shout.
Carrie and Tommy.
That is where you're at for your Wednesday afternoon. And guys, coming up very soon, we're going to try and put someone in the running for a trip to Paris. We got heaps more trips to give away. But right now, let's give away some cash.
It's the best competition in radio.
This is the best competition you've ever had.
Oh my God, yes.
Oh my God.
The Time Game Jackpots Weekly.
Oh, mate, you make our dreams come true.
All you need to do is say stop.
Stop.
When exactly 5 seconds is up. This week, the jackpot is up to...
Go for it, Carrie.
$1,200.
Woo! Carrie and Tommy's Time Game.
Getting back up there. Yeah. It's exciting me.
And it could go off next. If you want to play, all you need is to have a good grasp on time and the world we live in and a mobile phone or a landline. And just dial the number 131060 now and we'll play next.
Carrie and Tommy. Carrie and Tommy.
Around Australia for your Wednesday afternoon, it's Carrie Bickmore and Tommy Little.
Time, bobine, banana, banana, bobine, beep, I'm all mine. Time game, Carrie and Tommy's time game.
Carrie.
It's fine. I'm cool with it now.
1,200 buckaroonies are on the line. Someone who I've heard loves to earn some buckaroonies is Jen. G'day, Jen.
Hey, guys. How are you going?
Yeah, pretty good. Have you ever called money buckaroonies?
Oh, probably. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, good stuff.
Jen, is Jen short for Jenny?
Jennifer.
Oh.
Yep. Your mum's a Jennifer, isn't she?
She was a Jennifer, and then she changed her name legally to Jenny.
And did it make her better with time?
Well, because then she had five letters in her name.
Of course.
Always on time.
But not always there when you call.
No. I was trying to think of the next lyrics. Yes.
Jen, we got $1,200 on the line. 5 seconds is all it takes. You say stop when exactly 5 seconds is up. The money's yours. Are you ready to go?
Sure am.
Start.
Stop.
Felt Ooh, good.
Did
felt
it?
Real good. Yeah.
Oh, felt,
I liked it.
It felt a little long to me. Jen,
did it
feel a little long to you?
I don't know. Long, short. Time goes crazy.
Doesn't it?
Time goes crazy. Prophetic. Long, short. Time goes crazy.
Sounds like it's going to go into a dance remix. Time goes crazy. Let's find out how you went, Jen.
Five.
Oh, yeah.
Point.
Okay.
2, 3.
Oh,
oh, she didn't even put
she
a
She rolled out.
She just fell, yeah.
Yeah.
Jessie, did you just kind of nudge her out the moon door?
Yeah, and then she just rolled off the edge.
Mm. Do you think they're going to complain about the pile of bodies at the bottom of the...
Nah. It's always good to have a new mountain created.
That is very true. No, it was real dark, wasn't it?
What about Jenna? Hey, Jenna.
Hello.
How are you? Oh, that's no, a no.
Oh, look, I'm
voice.
Really nervous, to be honest.
Whatever you're doing, Jenna, I'm into it. Great.
Oh, thanks. Look, I'm in the office. So I was doing a bit of a quiet hello.
Yeah.
Don't lie. You're at home on your own and that's just how you speak.
Yeah, look, you saw right through it.
Flush the toilet once if we're telling the truth.
She's really, going to be great
I
out
really there. I really like Jenna. Yeah, yeah,
yeah. Yeah.
Jenna, $1,200 is on the line.
Right.
We Here hope you win. Best of luck.
Thank you very much.
Start.
Ooh, that felt good to me.
I take my cues from our ferret.
Yeah.
And our ferret was expressionless.
But you know what's happened this
Why?
Week?
What's
we
happened?
Got him spaded.
Oh.
For the
oh.
second time.
Yeah, oh. now he's only down to two.
Down to two what?
Balls? Testicles.
Oh.
Yeah. What do you think he stands
have,
on?
Did he have three? What is he
yeah. You know he kicks his balls over into the corner. Because we keep the ones that get cut off.
Oh my God, I thought they were still attached and kicks him off to the corner.
Let's find out. You're in quite good spirits for someone that's down to half the original amount of balls that they had.
Got plenty to spare.
That's true.
Okay. What a Jenna.
Five.
Get.
Oh.
Point.
Oh.
7, 3.
Oh.
That sounded a bit like what?
It sounded like their souls are leaving.
No,
them as
I
they
felt it sounded a bit saucy.
Did it?
Yeah, it felt a bit. Oh.
Okay, if we go past Carrie's room and it sounds like someone's
I'm just playing the time
being
game.
Kicked out of the moon door. What, 5 seconds?
Hey, Brett.
Hi, how are you?
Yeah, good. What noises have you got for us, Brett?
Oh, yeah.
I don't know.
Can you do any impressions?
No, not really.
Brett, you're a barrel of fun, aren't you?
Oh, I am. Yeah, it's been a long day.
You can tell it'll get stuffed, Brett. You're allowed to do
that. I've got $1,200 you might want, so I wouldn't.
Don't do it, dirt, Brett.
No, I won't.
Okay. Brett, are you ready to go?
Oh, I am, mate.
Start.
And stop.
Brett, you're the best. You're the first person that's ever gone. And stop.
Oh, counting in your head.
It was so good. Oh. I hope you win. How did Brett go?
6.50.
Should we jackpot it? I think we're losing our mind.
Yeah.
Jackpot next week. Yeah. Carrie and Tommy.
Join Kerry and Tommy in Paris.
All right.
In a VIP suite.
What else could you want?
To see one of the biggest artists in the world.
Pink, you lucky f***ers.
Pink.
Pink. You're in fun.
Pink in Paris.
With Kerry and Tommy.
Bonjour, it's Pink. Enchanté, merci.
What about us?
Accommodation and a VIP suite to see Pink in Paris.
Chris Carey and Tommy.
Pink's album, Trustful, is out now.
Oh, Bickers, we are 1 day, 2 days away from giving away.
You can't do your math.
Another trip of a lifetime to come and see Pink in Paris with us. And someone who is probably even more nervous about it than me is Kylie. G'day, Kyles.
Hi.
How are you feeling?
Really, really nervous.
Okay, we haven't had a correct answer so far this week. It's just been people stumbling and then the other person on the line gets to go through. So
I feel good about today's one.
You do?
I do. I feel very good about it. I've got a good my gut's telling
I
me, Kylie,
so,
you're gonna get this one.
I hope so.
Yeah. And if not, Simone is waiting in the wings, and if I know Simone, I know she's a Pink fan. Is it true that you walked in your first wedding dance, or your first song at your wedding was Pink?
Yeah, it was our entrance song to our wedding at the reception.
What was
Get
which
this
song?
Party started?
No, it was Raise Your Glass.
Oh, great.
Smart. Fantastic, and I had my wine glass up in the air. I was loving it.
Simone, if Kylie doesn't buck the trend this week, if it continues going as it is, and she doesn't get it right, you'll just be 1 day away from coming to Paris with us.
Oh, I'm so nervous.
Oh, we're gonna have the best trip.
Oh, thanks.
Oh, that's
I know you're secretly hoping I screw up. No, because that was me yesterday.
It's real passive aggressive trash talk.
Yeah,
isn't it
is. Isn't it? Good luck. You'll do great.
Yeah.
Hey, Kylie, you've heard the rules before, but just so everyone is across them, we play you a Pink song in French. You have to tell us what it is. You have to get the wording of the song exactly right. Once the lyrics stop, you have 10 seconds. We don't say anything in between. You have 10 seconds before the buzzer. We take your first answer, and you have to get the full song out before the buzzer. Does that all sound good?
Yep.
Best of luck, Kylie.
Thanks.
Voulez-vous coucher avec moi ce soir?
Lady Marmalade.
Avec moi?
Well, that was before the timer even started, Kylie. Lady Marmalade is correct. I feel like that is...
We should have almost done it in English.
Something.
Kylie, you're one step closer to coming to Paris with us to see Pink.
Thank you.
Sorry, Simone. You can re-enter, though. Get on it.
Sorry, Simone. No, sorry. Thank you. You're fine.
We're going to play again tomorrow, so make sure you're listening to Brekkie. Get the code word and enter. It's all thanks to the wonderful people at Specsavers. Get 50% off lens options like light reactive, clarity enhancing and reflection reducing lenses. Limited time only. T's and C's apply.
Carrie and Tommy.
Ed Sheeran's eyes closed for you Wednesday, Arvo. It's Carrie Bickmore and Tommy Little.
Some great music out at the moment. Some great music videos out at the moment, including one from the artist we're about to speak to next. Her new video has Sharon Stone in it, Addison Rae, Chelsea Handler, Lindsay Lohan, Kristen Stewart. Ooh, amazing. Up next, we chat to Rita Ora.
Carrie and Tommy. Carrie and Tommy.
Lizzo's To Be Loved for your Wednesday afternoon. It's Carrie and Tommy driving you home.
Well, we absolutely love the woman who's on the phone now. Her new album, You and I, is out July 14. And Praising You with Fatboy Slim is out now. She joins us on the line. It's Rita Ora.
Hi.
Hi. Welcome. How are you?
Good. How are you?
Oh, you look nice and snuggly.
Thank you.
Yes. It is. Cold. Welcome to winter in Australia.
I know.
It's bloody cold. Oh, mate.
It's cold as a polar bear's ass.
I was going to say a nun's nasty, but I don't know if I can say that. Either way, it's cold.
Polar bear's ass.
Yeah, sorry, that was way better. I don't know. Why did I keep talking? I should have just stopped.
You can handle a summer in Australia. You've had good summers in Australia, haven't you? This is not your first taste of Australia, cold
winter
in Australia.
No, of course not. I love it. I love it here. Yeah, I've had some really good summers, I'd say.
Is there any Aussie words that trip you up? Like, I feel like everyone goes for like bloody or awesome. Is there any that you can't get your?
I think it's just how's it going is what gets me.
How's it going?
Because it's like, why can't you just say how you doing? Like, you know, how's it going? Like, where are we going? You know?
We're going wherever you want to go. That's the thing about it.
I actually caught myself doing that on the show when I was filming it, and it's like, let's just give it a crack, or like, let's see how it's going. And then everyone went, and I was like, I know, I just said it. But that's like my third year on the show, so, you know, I kind of, what do you expect?
Are there phrases you've brought into the show?
I'd like to think so, but they don't seem to be catching on. I feel like Australia doesn't really like my vibe in the sense. Sure. It's like, get on our wave, Rita, not the other way. I'm all right with that.
Surely how's it going is the Aussie equivalent of you're right.
Yeah, basically, yeah. It's the equivalent to that. Yeah, yeah. How's it going? It's like I'm going nowhere. I'm here. I'm not going.
Have you found local, like a lot of people when they come out, they do all the touristy stuff, but given you're here so often, have you found your local hood? Have you got your area, your coffee shop you like to go to, your food you like to get? Yeah.
Yeah, it's kind of all over. I'm really into like somewhere where I can walk on the bay. Like there's really lovely walks you guys have here in Sydney. And there's spots I like from different areas. And there's like shops that I go to that are in different places, like in Bronte and things like that. Like, I don't know. I just have my little spots now. It's lovely. It's nice to be here. I'm very happy to be here.
Oh, the locals would love it. The local cafe owner, when they see you walk in, be like, it's Rita.
They're like, hey, Rita. And I'm like, hey, guys, my usual.
What is your usual?
You know, like a long black.
Oh, that's boring,
Rita.
Too
showbiz.
I know. I can't do it. Not in the morning. I need a nice, simple black coffee.
So what's your drink at the end of the night? What's your favourite?
Oh, anything that's going, honestly. gosh, you can't take me anywhere.
Or everywhere by the sounds of it.
Yeah. You know what? I'm not picky. I just like good company. It's all about the company and the good music, honestly.
Don't you find, though, enough drinks makes anyone good company?
You'd think that, but there's a lot of sloppy ones. You know what I mean? Like slurry. You know, you've got to pick your company. You know, some people go the opposite way and they're asleep by the third drink.
Better company here in Oz? Is it sloppier here in Oz or sloppier back home?
I mean, honestly, I think for me, working here in Oz is the best because I get to like work out and I feel pretty healthy when I'm here. I think everyone naturally is just like healthier. And so I tend to have a good routine. And then, you know, I write a lot of music here as well. You know, there's a lot of great studios and it's nice because you'd be surprised in the day. I'm not a nighttime like owl. I like to do like a 9-to-5 in the studio and then go home and go to bed, you know. It's like work for me. So when I'm in the studio, you know, everyone's asleep back home. So it's nice to like chill and like write and not have to worry about what's going on.
What songs from your new album did you write down here?
There's a couple, actually, here and New Zealand. You know, I did a lot of recording in New Zealand as well. Gosh, I recorded like a year ago now. You put me on the spot. I just got to remember. I did some touching up on some stuff here, like Shape of Me, which is a record song on the album. And I pretty much finalized the album in Australia. And then I was like ready for it to go out around this time last year, like in June, July, was the wrap. So it's really cool that my record is out in the same period, like a year later, July 14th, which is like kind of full circle. So, yeah.
I just realized when you were saying that, and you said you recorded in New Zealand as well, I forgot because you're out here, I'm like, you're an honorary Aussie, but I forgot you've got Taika trying to make you an honorary Kiwi.
I'm torn. Don't know what to do. Don't put me in that position. I'm honestly an honorary wherever I'm welcome. Just if I'm welcomed, I'm there.
To be fair on us, we claim anyone from New Zealand. Yeah. So we claim Taika, we claim you. We'll claim them all, you know. We're not that picky. Yeah.
It feels nice. It feels really lovely to be welcomed, honestly. I feel very blessed to have this record out and, you know, be here on this part of the world when I'm promoting it. It's nice.
All right, Rita, we'd love to play your new track, Praising You, with Fatboy Slim. And we also spoke to Fatboy Slim recently and want to get your thoughts on what he said.
We're going
to
do more with Rita Ora up next.
Carrie and Tommy.
Praising You is so awesome. We had Fatboy Slim on a few weeks ago and he was talking about how it all came about. You were at was it Glastonbury or were you at some musical festival? Yeah. You're like, we got to do something together.
Yeah, I know. I'm a bit front on, to be honest. I'm very direct. I think that's kind of why I got to where I'm at. Half of it's a bit like, hey, do you want to work with me? Yes or no? But it was like 3 a.m. and he was about to go on set and it was not the right environment. But I always had the idea of like wanting to work with him. And so finally I saw him and I said, listen, I'd just love you to give it a listen and see if you like it and let me know what you think. And, you know, as time went by and he had some time, he was touring all over the place. He actually liked it. And I said, would you want to be on it? And he went, yeah. And I was like, oh, my God. And that's how it happened. So it was lovely to see it, like, naturally grow.
What if you'd gotten a no? How far would you've taken it to get the yes? If you'd gone, nah, what was your next move?
I just probably would have accepted defeat, honestly.
Oh, you
know?
No.
Because, you know, sometimes you can't force creative people to do anything, you know, especially like their relationship with the song is so different. So you've got to really respect that. And so I try my best, but if it doesn't work out, then it's not meant to be. And on to the next. I've been kind of like that my whole career, really.
Rita, this is your, You and I is your third album. They talk about your difficult second album for artists because you've had your whole life to kind of put together your first. What's different about your third and the process and stuff?
Well, thanks for asking. I tried to not think about it as much that my second album was out 5 years ago. But this time round, you know, I've got a whole new structure. I think it's really important to say that for any upcoming singers listening. It's all about how you present yourself to the world. And there's so many different routes nowadays, you know, with streaming and with the internet where you can not sign your whole life away and really get a great deal in place with an amazing team that uplift you and that support you, where you can like own your masters and use the soldiers of a record label and take their advice, but be in a different position. And I think that's what's happening with this album. You know, I own my masters. I tend to get inspired by my life story, but this time around, you know, I co-wrote everything on there. And I don't know, I have got a different connection and relationship with this music. And I think people are going to learn about me a lot once they hear it.
What do you learn from You Only Love Me? I mean, it's a star-studded video for starters. It's got everyone in it. Bit of Sharon Stone. Who doesn't love a bit of Sharon Stone in a video clip?
I was just really happy. I was really blessed to be able to text these women that I was really inspired by. And I was like, hey, you want to be in a little cameo? Do a little like wish, good luck wish message. It's my first kind of video out since a while. And they all said yes, which was a great thing.
How did you go with Taika? Because he's got a voice memo at the beginning. Did he direct? Is that the one he directed as well?
No, he directed the second one, Praising You, actually. The first one I did with my team in LA and it was great. But yeah, he didn't actually know that. But there's a little voice note that he made for me, obviously, privately. And I just kind of copied and pasted it and I put it in the record. I thought it was a nice touch.
Do you tell him after that you've already put it in the record, that it's in there?
Yeah. No, I definitely gave him a heads up. I was like, you wouldn't mind if I did this, did you? And he was like, no, I love it. The more the merrier. I'm like, great.
That's pretty bold, though. I would imagine that's a, like you just said, yeah, we put it in there and it's all fine. But is that a big moment for you to decide to do something like that?
Well, yeah. Well, again, back to the album, it's all very personal. And it was only natural for me to include my personal life into it, especially since it was a big inspiration. And it's not all about being in a relationship with someone you love. It's about your friendship, your self-love, and like your relationship with yourself. And I learned a lot, you know, growing up and kind of still being wild and fun and just kind of now just kind of balancing all of that. And yeah, I think it was just important to put into an album.
This is very exciting, Rita. You and I is out July 14th, and Praising You, as we mentioned with Fatboy Slim, is out now. It's always a pleasure. Thank you so much for coming on the show.
Thank you, guys. Thanks for the love. I appreciate it.
Carrie and Tommy.
But is it enough to bring Web Guy Eli back from the dead like yesterday?
Ooh. He knows where his bread's buttered. Eli, are you there?
I'm here.
Great.
Oh, not in ghost
I missed
form.
You while you were gone. Thank you for coming back from the dead because I love your fun music facts that you do for us here at 5 o'clock. It gets us through the back to back to back to back to back. What song do you have a fact on today?
It's actually Taylor Swift's Karma.
Oh, I like this song. All of her stuff at the moment.
Yes. So this song, she's actually just announced that she's going to release a remix really soon with the rapper who's currently on everyone's lips, Ice Spice.
Who's Ice Spice? I've never heard her. He's not on my lips.
She's best known for this song awesome. That we're actually playing quite a bit right now. This Boy's a Liar.
Oh, my God, I love that song.
So she does the rap verse in that song.
I like Ice Spice too. Yes.
And now the reason why a lot of people are super skeptical about this collab and the timing of it is because Taylor is rumored to be dating Matt Healy, who's in a band called The 1975.
Oh, yeah.
And in February, he appeared on a podcast and he actually said quite some disparaging things about Ice Spice and her appearance in particular.
I'm reading now what he called her.
Yes.
Yeah, so that's horrible.
They're bought on racism and then he was also mocking her accent. And so a lot of people are now saying that this collaboration is more so like a Band-Aid solution and a PR fix essentially.
As long as Ice Spice is getting paid, right?
Right, yep.
Oh, yeah. Have you read what got written about it?
No.
I'm surprised you'd want to do the collaboration, Eli.
But well, other people also said that it was in the works before Taylor even got with Matt Healy, so who knows. But either or, interesting.
Ice Spice is the name on everyone's lips, including mine now.
Ice Spice.
With my little eyes.
Yeah, there you go.
Carrie and Tommy.
If you drive home this afternoon, it's Carrie Bickmore and Tommy Little.
So I only just discovered that I don't follow a lot of the members of our team on Instagram.
Yes.
It's not a lot, it's just two of us.
Yeah, two of the newer members.
They've been here over a year.
And it was quote unquote because your content's not that good.
No, I followed you today and I'm so sorry I haven't followed you because I've
this
been missing out.
This is also the producer that you call the wrong name.
No,
this
I purposely
Sam,
call him Timmy.
Always.
Yeah. Now it's this thing. You like it, don't you?
I don't. Yeah, I like it.
Yeah, great. But anyway,
yes,
I feel bad that
tier. You've just got one. You caught most of them. Just that one there.
I feel bad I've been missing your amazing content, like this picture of your family you just posted. Who cares?
And Carrie, off air, I said that's my 30. I just turned 30.
Yeah.
It was me posting a photo with my lovely family when I was back home in WA.
Yeah, awesome.
And that caused Carrie to go again. Who
And then you said, well, I follow you and I don't care about your mum's retirement,
exactly.
Which got a lot of engagement.
Because you're
add.
Famous.
Yeah, that's why you should follow me and why I don't follow you. No, but Sammy, it's a joke.
You know what's fun about this? It's not a joke.
Carrie I follow always, the rest of the team
Carrie
and they're not
always
famous.
Does this
like, you've
thing
got like half
jokes.
The number of followers in me and I still follow you. I forget to like occasionally. But no, the reason I wanted to talk about this was, Sam, you were saying that you photoshopped your sister into this photo and I'm looking at it and I can't work out which sister has been photoshopped in.
Oh, I've only got one. It's the one wearing the green.
Sammy, there's no way you photoshopped someone.
I did it on an online tool. Like
so hold on, she couldn't be
on here
there.
I was thinking you did it offline and manually.
No, I don't actually have Photoshop.
Scan the photo.
I did it digitally.
So hold on. So she didn't come to the event.
No,
so
she
the
took,
internet
she,
is telling lies because she wasn't at this
no,
event.
No, she took the photo. And
oh my God.
Why
so
you set
then
a timer?
Yeah, set a timer.
Well, it was a busy winery. We had a few drinks. We didn't really organise it. You're asking me what happened.
Set a timer is all I'm telling you. Yeah.
She took the photo and my mum and my auntie were so, like the whole day was talking about how my sister missed out on the photo. It's like it was her birthday. And then I was like, guys, I'll Photoshop her in later. And that's what I
You've
ended
done
up
an
doing.
Amazing job. Your dad, is that your dad?
What's happening?
His hand
Are you
is
sucking
even...
up now?
No. If he does more content like this where he photoshops people into pictures.
Wait, can you photoshop Carrie into some of your family pictures?
Can I be in your 30th?
That's your next.
From thinking the photo was so boring to
Take
now wanting to be in it.
Take out your sister and Bobby.
I'll get rid of my retired grandma.
Can you take you out of your own family birthday?
Can you please post one photo a day with you and Carrie in new scenarios?
But all photoshopped in.
All right.
No?
Yeah, well, yeah, that was the idea.
I thought you meant we have to go around and do scenarios together. Oh, I was like, I'm not,
You've
I don't
taken this
follow
apology
him. I'm not
too
gonna spend
far
time
the other
with
way.
Him.
Carrie and Tommy.
Well, guys, the podcast is just about done and dusted, but there's one more important thing that we need to do before we go.
Yeah, we've got to give you the clue for tomorrow morning's code word.
This is a tough one.
What?
But I've been workshopping the clue.
Mm-hmm. Which is to come to see Pink with us in Paris.
Would you like, have you got a clue for this?
Is it what I think it is? Just write it down.
Mm.
Yep. That's the code word tomorrow, so I've got to give a clue for that.
Mm-hmm.
The first part is my auntie's name.
Okay.
My auntie's name's Sue.
That should do it.
Follow Carrie Bickmore and Tommy Little on socials at Carrie Tommy Show. Now that the podcast's over, Carrie and Tommy have some time to go and put their health first. With NIB, members get access to healthy services like telehealth appointments and e-scripts delivered straight to your door. Whatever health first means to you, NIB is here to help you live it. Start living health first and join NIB today at nib.com.au.
Bye.
Bye.